So in the 30s, when I was a teenager, I suddenly started learning about things, mainly from reading and occasional movies. Still, my actual experience in relating to the American people was zero. I mean zero.
Henry Cowell came in one night, about December, January, and said, "You know, Charlie, you were worried about the connection of music and society back there in Berkeley. There's a little group here of good musicians who are moved by the Depression and are trying to make music that can go right out in the streets and be used, protests and things like that. I think you might be interested in it."
Dr. Charles Seeger.
And I went into the collective, as we called it. The crucial thing was that I learned by experience there, myself trying to write music that people would sing under the occasions that were specified, and watching other people try to do it, who were trained musicians. Just among us, we sang some of our own rounds, especially Siegmeister's "There Were Three Brothers Named DuPont." "There were three brothers made DuPont, named DuPont. Patriots are they. They make the money from munitions in an honest way. They love their country, right or wrong. But when yen or lira come along, they always very cheerfully to anyone will sell shells that will all armor pierce and armor that will stop each shell."
The Great Depression's layoffs and foreclosures spread like the dust storms pushing people west. Researchers from the Library of Congress interviewed two of its survivors, Flora Robertson and Tom Higginbottom.
"We looked in the north and thought it was the blue norther coming, such a huge black cloud, just looked like smoke out of a train stack or something. 1934. And when we got near to the house, we was all afraid, and we ran into the storm house. We lit the lamp, and it was just so dark in there that we couldn't see one another. We just had, even with the lamp lit, and we just choked and smothered. We had to tie wet rags over our mouth, and we wet blankets and hung over the windows. And the old-timers said they'd never seen nothing like that."
"The Depression to me means looking at people standing on soup lines. The Depression means waiters who were paying $3 or $4 just to get an opportunity to work a supper or to work a dinner. The soldiers at that time, that is the fellows who had fought for democracy over in Germany and came back and trying to look for it here, they were out of work. They were walking the streets, not only of Chicago, but the streets of South Carolina, the streets of West Virginia.
Then after that, I don't know, I kind of took to the road. I hit the highway to be what's called a rambling man or a hobo or a tramp in 1927.
Woody Guthrie. People's possessions were dumped on the street. Sometimes people banded together to put them back and challenge the authorities. New Deal historians interviewed A.S. Johnson on foreclosures in the Depression.
"It got so that the farmers couldn't stand it anymore. They'd see their neighbors sold out. There were no purchasers to speak of because there wasn't any money. So the little that the farm sale would produce wouldn't pay the bills. First they'd take the farm and then they took your working material, your livestock and farm machinery and even the household goods. Everything was mortgaged. And that'd move you off. The judge in Plymouth County Court had a habit of very quickly and easily giving a deficiency judgment. So these farmers that gathered this particular day, they decided that we'll go down and we'll teach that judge a lesson. They marched into the courtroom, hats on, demanded to see the judge and to visit with him, and he decided that he would teach them a lesson, and so he says, 'Gentlemen, this is my court. I want you to remove your hats.' They just laughed at him. And so this argument kept on until they got rougher and rougher, and they finally went up and drug him from his chair, pulled him down the steps of the courthouse, shook a rope in front of his face, and then tarred and feathered him. The governor called out the National Guard and put some of these farmers behind barbed wire. Now you just imagine. You don't forget these things.